N4ZLK. N4ZLK, KC4YMT.
KC4YMT, N4ZLK. Hey, Richard, I'm on HT.
Well, imagine that. I'm on HT, too. I'm doing DX, I reckon. Oh, Echo Link. It works pretty good. How y'all doing up there, or over there?
Surprised me. I just walked back in the house. I was out talking to a neighbor. I'm here at the house, and, man, it's actually looking really good. There's a breeze coming from the southeast, and it's blowing everything away. I think the fire has moved off to the north-northwest. As the morning's going on, it's looking better and better, so I'm getting hopeful. I was just here packing up my radios and grabbing a few more things.
Okay, so have they let you go back yet? They still run you off. When can you go back to your house and stay?
About when we can stay. They are letting us get up here. There's deputies around checking IDs. They're letting us get to our house if we live here. But I haven't heard officially when they'll lift the evacuation ban where we can't. We can come back and stay, but. Boy, if you walked out, I'm outside, or looking outside now, you almost wouldn't know. If you didn't know there was a fire here, you almost wouldn't know because just the sky's clear, smoke's going the other way, air is clear, feels good up here.
Okay. How's old Matt doing up there? I know y'all are pretty close together. How far are you from Matt, and is he still in danger, or is he all clear so far?
Matthew was listening, N4ZLK. Matthew is doing good. He is on the south side of Table Rock. He could see the fire burning, and he was getting smoke, too, when the wind was blowing. But he didn't have to evacuate and probably won't have to based on conditions today. But he's doing good. I just spoke with him on the phone yesterday. So far, he's good.
Okay, well, good deal. Good deal. It's looking better anyway. Maybe we'll get some rain this weekend and knock that stuff out. Gabbo was on here somewhere. He and I was playing around with the Echo Link just a little bit ago. And I think he's still on here, according to my list. And we just thought we'd listen out and see how he's doing.
Not Echo Link because I don't ever use it up here. I can hit the repeater without thinking about it. So, well, that's good. That's another good option to keep in touch. It's good to hear you this morning. Yeah, it's still morning. Good to hear you this morning. Yeah, hopefully this rain will come through and maybe it'll be enough to completely put them out. I know both of them have spread really far. That other one has started too, and they're doing some evacuations in the North Carolina side now because they're moving up that way. Hopefully they'll get it tamped out, but it's headed off into more wilderness where it's hard to get to.
Well, if you remember, about 8, 9, 10, 12 years ago, Gatlinburg and Tennessee and Sevierville, and they had a lot of fires up there around Annihilah. Basically the same kind of situation. And, it'll come out in a wash. I've seen fire damage up there for a long time, but you finally get up there and you don't notice it no more. But I'm glad y'all doing okay. But I thought I'd jump in and catch you right quick. So, and make sure this link's working pretty good. All right, so do what you got to do. I'll catch you after a while, maybe. 7-3 is from the Yellow Mud Turtle. KC4YMT, we'll see you.
Remember those fires in Gatlinburg, Tennessee area? And, of course, you probably remember Gabbo talking about the Pinnacle Mountain fire up here that got to Table Rock as well. 2016 and close to him. Yeah, it grows back. I mean, it's kind of good for the environment. It's bad for people and homes and stuff like that. It's good for the forest area as long as it doesn't get out of control too bad, do a lot of destruction. But anyway, nice to hear you, Richard. Thanks for the call. And I need to go and working on more stuff here. It's so beautiful up here right now, quiet. There aren't any neighbors around. There's no noise. I don't want to leave now. All right, we'll talk to you later. KC4YMT and 4ZLK.